This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Late last year, George Papandreou resigned as the Prime Minister of Greece. The 59-year-old American-born sociologist had spent just 2 years in office. His country is now deeply divided over austerity measures and faces volatile parliamentary elections on Sunday. Papandreou spoke to reporter Joanna Kakissis in Athens about his time in office and the challenges ahead.
This is a public building, but it's given the Ministry of Culture. And
George Papandreou is in his new office at his family's foundation in central Athens. A lot has happened in the last 6 months. Last November, he resigned as premier. Last month, he also stepped down as leader of PASOK, the socialist party his father founded in 1974. The Papandreous, who are a little bit like the Kennedys of Greece, have dominated Greek politics for more than half a century. The debt crisis stalled that dynasty, at least for now. But Papandreou says he's at peace with his decisions.
I was very conscious of the difficulties, and I knew that this would not be popular, and I knew that I would be, sooner or later, very much a target. Under the circumstances, I think I've done what humanely I could have done possible, and put up as good of a fight as I could.
Papandreou says his government discovered a huge undeclared debt in late 2009, shortly after being sworn in. After PASOK revealed the debt, the markets went haywire. Greece could no longer borrow money. It was on the verge of bankruptcy. That's why Papandreou asked for some $150 billion in bailout loans. The money came from the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Greeks call these international lenders the Troika. The Troika's cash came with very tough conditions, including severe wage and pension cuts and tax hikes. These cuts have been tremendously painful for Greeks. The unemployment rate is now 21%, more than double what it was in 2009. Angry anti-austerity protesters often march to Syndagma, the square across the street from Parliament. They say Papandreou gave the Troika too much power. But Papandreou says the country had already lost much of its sovereignty before 2010.
That is because of the dependence we had on borrowing money to sustain an economy that was not viable. We became dependent because there was this big umbilical cord to whether it was European funds, whether it was the capacity of the euro to give us cheap money, whether it was a Greek state that was not helping a competitive economy.
Greeks cringed when Papandreou talked about corruption to the European Union, whose populist politicians often ridicule Greeks as lazy and hopeless. But EU leaders welcomed Papandreou's straight talk. Here's Eurogroup leader Jean-Claude Juncker speaking to Greek journalist Alexis Papahilas.
I think he was right, and since then all kind of initiatives have been taken to fight against corruption, which has to be welcomed, of course.
Papandreou says he had specific initiatives in mind, such as reforming the tax system, but the Troika wanted more, like downsizing the country's huge and inefficient public sector. That's one area where the former prime minister met resistance, says economist Manos Matsaganis. He says politicians have long used the public sector to give jobs to supporters.
It was as if the Troika asked the government to kill its own child, and of course it couldn't. It didn't even know how to do it. So the government created a monster that was more powerful than the government itself.
But Papandreou says his government did make reforms.
Very often people would come out and say, Greeks aren't doing things, you know, the Greeks aren't making changes, there's no reform. That is hogwash. We have made a huge effort. The Greek people have made a huge effort.
And he says that effort is going to pay off, despite the pain that Greeks are sure to feel over the next few years. He says the European Union must stick together to survive.
Together we stand. Divided, we fall. We in Europe have great capacity. If you put all the European countries together, we are the biggest economy in the world. An economy like Greece's economy, which is 2 to 3% of the total GDP of the European Union, can't be a problem we can't solve.
It's unclear who's going to be at the EU table for Greece. Polls show a country so divided that no party will get enough votes to govern. George Papandreou will be in the next parliament. As a former prime minister, he's guaranteed a seat by the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.